Well, it's exciting because it's just one piece of the puzzle. There's a lot of steps to getting the horse to the finish line, but that's certainly one of them. Now we're really securing that track license means that the gaming board deems that that facility is, prepared to do live racing. The next step would be to get a meet license, and that would be to get the infrastructure and business structure to conduct live racing and, of course, wagering, both live and simulcast. So it's just one step closer to the finish line. We ran into, more than one roadblock trying to get there, but this is a step forward, and we'll continue to explore the issue with the Michigan Harness Horsemen's Association. We may need to do some legislation to move that purse money from Hazel Park over to Jackson, which would open the doors for a big opportunity to get racing back there next year. So, I'm optimistic, but I'm also a little bit pessimistic. But we got to stay positive, and this is one step forward. So I'm excited.
That purse money, that's a big issue, isn't it, Brett?
Absolutely. It's really very, very difficult to start up a racetrack in Michigan without a built-in purse structure. And the fact that Jackson raced in the past, we've said all along that Jackson Raceway contributed to that purse pool, really since the racing law of 1995. So it's not really like bringing on a new track. It's just reopening Jackson. And we feel that purse money, it is specified for trotters and pacers or standardbred racing. It cannot be used for any other breed. And it's just been our opinion all along that the harness horsemen, if they want to come back to Jackson, Michigan, they should be able to utilize their money wherever they want. And in this situation, because Hazel Park made the decision to no longer race standardbreds, it would be great if we could move some legislation that would move that money to Jackson. It'd give us a purse pool to start off with. And it's safe to say with that money, Greg, we could probably be open for probably 14 weekends next year